The new Ideals Institute on the University of Arkansas campus, slated to open this fall, will serve as a statewide research, educational, and training center focused on diversity and inclusion. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich spoke with the Institute's new executive director, Alicia Smith, and she has this report.
Alicia Smith, former Assistant Dean of Human Resources, Diversity, and Faculty Services in the J. William Fulbright College of Arts and Sciences at the University of Arkansas, has been selected to lead the new IDEALS Institute as executive director.
IDEALS stands for Inclusion, Diversity, Equity, Access, Leadership, and Strategic Supports.
Smith says the mission of the Institute is to cultivate inclusive environments statewide.
Our core purpose is to provide transformational diversity, equity, and inclusion education and research and leadership and outreach for not only the campus, but the Northwest Arkansas community, the state, and beyond.
The Institute was established to partner with government agencies, community groups, philanthropic organizations, businesses, public schools, and other higher education institutions serving Arkansas as a hub of expertise, leadership, and support for diversity and inclusion efforts.
We have started a lot of pilot projects already, working with agencies and organizations who have an interest in learning more about diversity and inclusion, who are interested in learning how to best create inclusive spaces, who are interested in the research that we do at the University of Arkansas. And so we've already started doing some of those things.
Northwest Arkansas, a historic white region with a small, enduring Native Black population, has quickly culturally diversified. In recent years, immigrant Hispanic, Asian, East Indian, Middle Eastern, and Pacific Islander populations are settling here, along with a growing LGBTQ and gender diverse community.
And diversity, just really means difference, and you can have a lot of diversity in an area and not be effective. What really impacts your ability to be effective is the inclusive environment that you create.
Alicia Smith, an Ohio native with advanced degrees in education technology, human resources, and workforce education, has lived in Northwest Arkansas for 22 years, so has observed the change.
In order to maximize the growth that we have seen in our effectiveness, that we create space and that we make this Northwest Arkansas community as good as it can possibly be.
For example, Smith says, IDEALS Institute staff can help businesses negotiate relations with diverse employees and patrons to foster growth.
IDEALS can work with the staff to help them understand the different ways that their customers might see the world, or might use their services, or perhaps ways that perhaps their services can be expanded in a new way that might be more inclusive or welcoming, or perhaps even a new product that might be relevant to someone like me. IDEALS can help them walk through that process.
Smith says workplaces, public, private, and nonprofit institutions will all have access to IDEALS skilled trainers and expert resources.
We have the access to research at the University of Arkansas. We have several scholars that operate in this space all the time that we can lend that information to them and create a way that our research can be applied. We also have strategic supports, which means that more than just coming in and swooping in for a day and saying, here's some new information, and then we leave, we also have the ability to add support to the organization. So perhaps ways that we can come back in 30, 60, 90 days, a year, and checking in, helping the organization really embed the new information and the new ways of being into their operations.
Smith says IDEALS is foremost an educational entity.
Certainly education about what diversity means, what inclusion means, what is equity, what is access, and thinking about that in ways that are perhaps different than what people think they are, and making sure that we're all talking about this from an informed viewpoint, because a lot of times people are operating off of assumptions and what they think.
IDEALS trainers will be available to conduct needs assessments and interactive workshops on site, consulting long term if need be.
some of our services will have a fee. Others will be what we consider to be outreach, and we're still working the details of that out.
The Ideals Institute is conceptually novel, Smith says.
There are very few institutes like this in the nation. So that's the exciting part, is that we're creating something new. But there are other institutes that have interests and organizations and agencies that have interests in diversity and inclusion that we will certainly partner with and that we're looking forward to collaborating with.
Smith, who's in the process of setting up socials for the Institute, says themed public symposia will also be offered down the road.
For example, it could be an implicit bias workshop that we offer and that we invite the public to engage in with us, or it could be on another topic that of interest that the public is welcome to enjoy as well. So it'll just kind of depend on what an organization needs, and then we will also host some things independently.
Ideals Institute, which is in the process of hiring 3 trainers, support staff, and contract faculty, operates under the Office of Vice Chancellor for Diversity and Inclusion, directed by Yvette Murphy-Irby. It's financially supported by the University of Arkansas, as well as with grants. The Institute will be headquartered on campus in the Garland Avenue complex, across from the University Bookstore. A grand opening dedication is scheduled for fall. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
Ideals Institute is a participant in True Northwest Arkansas, a pilot initiative aimed to engage communities in diversity and inclusion, administered by the Arkansas Community Foundation with support from the Walmart Foundation and Walton Family Foundation.